Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... I don't... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 31st of October, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Investigations are getting underway after a crash between two trains in Mid Wales last night, which has left a man dead and several others injured. Our Wales correspondent Lauren Jones has the details.
The collision near Llanbryn Mawr in Powys happened at around 7pm. We understand 15 people were hurt, but none are said to be in a serious condition. Wales's First Minister, Eluned Morgans, thanked the emergency services for their response and says her thoughts are with all those involved.
A review will consider whether offenders should be handed tougher punishments outside prison as part of plans to ease overcrowding. It's being launched as 1,100 more inmates are released early in England and Wales today. Paul Gascoigne's daughter Bianca claims she was sexually assaulted by Mohamed Al-Fayed while working at Harrods. The model says she was 16 at the time and never told her parents about what was going on.
He used to tell me how much of a bad father my dad was, because he used to come into the store drunk, that I should look to him as a father figure, that he could rely on me. And yeah, I felt a false sense of security with him.
Bianca says she now wants to speak out so other women feel confident enough to come forward. The department store's apologised to 250 people who've made similar allegations. A protest's been held outside the Old Bailey after a police marksman was cleared of murdering an unarmed man he shot in the head 2 years ago. Martin Blake killed Chris Cabber during a police vehicle stop in Streatham in September 2022. The Association of Police and Crime Commissioners says it will now reflect on the wider implications of the case. The King has been confronted by Indigenous activists in Australia for a second day running. He met an elder who told him the aim was sovereignty in Sydney. His Majesty is there on a six-day trip. And Pingu is set to make a comeback. Aardman Animation has teamed up with Mattel to develop the brand new stop-motion TV series. It'll see the plasticine penguin back to his old tricks in the South Pole. Sunshine and showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Cloudier elsewhere with some rain around, highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
Yes, it is. Good morning and welcome. A quotation for the day. Actress Sarah Bernhardt, born this day in 1845. Life begets life. Energy creates energy. It is by spending oneself that one becomes rich.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
We'll be right back. the New York Philharmonic under the stern supervision of Leonard Bernstein. And playing Dvorak's Slavonic Dance No. 1. 7 minutes past 7, and we find ourselves, more by luck than judgment, on Tuesday, the 22nd of October. You're very welcome. It's Magic Classical Breakfast, coming to you live and direct from a currently very chilly this morning, Magic Classical East Midlands. I might need to consider a jumper. Obviously not the jumper that I left in my son's loft by mistake last week. It's still in the loft, unless, of course, it's been nabbed by rogue squirrels or whatever. So it won't be that jumper. May have to be a reserve jumper. Enough of my difficulties. How are you? Are you satisfactory? I hope so. Questions of the day will be along to bother us as we get closer to 7:30 and 8:30. Screen time after 9. And now, if you're of a certain vintage, this may trigger a desire to do a sand dance. Don't let me stop you, but you sweep up the sand yourself, OK? Ballet Egyptien with Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Anatoly Fistulari conducting. Quick look at the papers this morning. What is stirring? The Times reports anger on all sides as a Metropolitan Police officer is cleared of murder over the death of Chris Carber. Carber's family said the verdict had left him with a deep pain of injustice. The Met Police Commissioner said the system for holding police to account is broken. The Guardian says police chiefs have been lobbying ministers to make it harder for such a trial to happen again. Cleared in 3 hours, says the Sun headline, after a 2-year investigation and 3 weeks in the dock. In the Telegraph, why was the officer charged? ask MPs. Former Home Secretary Priti Patel says there are huge questions for the Crown Prosecution Service over why it pursued the case. Also on the front page, government analysis of the new bill overhauling workers' rights finds it could cost employers almost £5 billion a year. The Mail leads with that £5 billion cost to business. Angela Rayner says the changes are pro-business and pro-growth, but Minister's own analysis finds costs will be proportionately higher for small and micro businesses, and there could be more strikes and workplace disputes. In The Eye, teachers and nurses are among nearly 2 million people who'll be dragged into becoming higher rate taxpayers by the end of the decade if a freeze on tax thresholds is extended to 2030 by the Chancellor in the oncoming budget. That is oncoming a week tomorrow, isn't it, the budget? And in The Express, Kemi Badenoch, up against Robert Jenrick for the Conservative leadership, insists she's the one to face off Labour and Reform and restore the Tories to power. Those stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, a spot of Prokofiev. This is from Romeo and Juliet. The entry of the guests. Fantastic. Who have we invited? Are they bringing gifts? Entry of the guests from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Talking of events that require guests, William of the Trossachs gets in touch to say, you celebrated rhubarb and custard yesterday. Oh yes, it was 50 years since the first outing of The Adventures of Rhubarb, complete with his raucous theme tune. I prefer a single serving trifle myself, he says. As an aside, the theme from Local Hero, which we played yesterday morning, makes me weep for reasons I can't fathom. Brilliant film. Dennis Lawson, the epitome of cool. Yes. Now, consider this. It was 30 years ago this very day the day Lady Trossachs lost her senses and married me. Oh! It was a victory for love, a win over the odds, for there were naysayers who said it wouldn't last. I could, as is my custom, state that I've been happily married for 27 years, out of 30, but I won't. No, best not. As only an old romantic could, I did what any should do on the arrival of a 30-year marker and ask, where in the name of the wee man did the time go? Appropriately, we were wed in Park Circus, fine place, and it's been a three-ring malarkey ever since. I'm often on the high wire, Lady Trossachs providing the safety net and looking glamorous. I'll be standing around in the local hostelry for those of your listeners who can make it. Oh, that's very kind of you. Great. 12:01 hours sharp. You seem to have omitted to list the name of the pub. Happy anniversary.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Did you know, at TK Maxx, you can find big brands up to 60% less than the RRP? I got this quilted leather handbag, must-have moisturiser, and three pairs of branded jeans. Skinny, boyfriend, flared. All incredible savings. I'm basically a denim connoisseur. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal. Big brands, small prices. In-store and online.
Speaker, or remove your headphones.
Yes! I just can't believe it.
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire?
The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
When it comes to good food, everything else can wait. The doorbell just rung. Wait... The kids next door want their ball back. Wait. Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat? Definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From heather honey smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
Introducing Instagram teen accounts with new built-in protections. Accounts are private by default, helping to protect teenagers from unwanted contact. Content and comments are automatically filtered.
Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat? Definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From heather honey smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
Introducing Instagram teen accounts with new built-in protections. Accounts are private by default, helping to protect teenagers from unwanted contact. Content and comments are automatically filtered to help ensure what they see is age-appropriate. And teenagers under 16 require parental approval to change these protections. Instagram teen accounts. New built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Introducing the BYD Seal U DMI plug-in hybrid, the SUV that redefines the family car. Packed with features and technology, Seal U DMI is available from just £33,205. Also, with 77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Rayo is the way to listen to Magic Classical. Download Rayo to your phone now.
The only place to buy your new Mercedes-Benz is direct from Mercedes-Benz. Whether you choose petrol or diesel, electric or plug-in hybrid, any choice is the perfect one. And right now, discover our latest offers. Like the A200 AMG Line Executive Hatchback from £299 a month. Book your extended test drive today. PCH offer ends 2nd of January 2025. 4-year lease, advance rental £7,584. T's and C's apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance. Extended test drive 25+.
M1058 Cradlewell bypass is closed. One of the main routes towards Newcastle at Heaton. Oxfordshire, there are two lanes shut on the M40. Going north at 6 Watlington, where there's been an accident. And the M20 Kent going London bound is partially blocked, where there's a vehicle on fire before 8 Leeds Castle. West Sussex, a tree down at Whiston, where the A283 Washington Road is closed. And northern trains replaced by the bus between Oxenholme, Lake District and Windermere. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, Edward Gardner conducting, and Schubert, the third movement of his Sixth Symphony. Well now, it's heading towards being 7:30. Not quite there yet. If you're due to catch a train or a bus at 7:30, don't panic, you haven't missed it yet. Better get on, though. Question of the day, Mark 1. There's a spot of trouble with the Magic Town station clock. After various efforts to fix it... excuse me. Got a tickly cough that will not go away at the moment. Legacy of a summer of allergies, I think. Hang on. There we are, that's better. Trouble with the Magic Town station clock. It's now gaining 5 seconds every 3 minutes. It was set correctly at 7 this morning. This afternoon, when it shows 4:15, what time will it really be? OK, trouble with the Magic Town station clock. It's now gaining 5 seconds every 3 minutes. It was set correctly just 30 minutes ago. It was bang on at 7 o'clock. This afternoon, when it shows 4:15, what time will it really be? 61054, the text number. Just make sure the first word in the messagey bit of the text is classical. 61054, starting the message with the word classical, or by email, charles@magic.co.uk. While we ponder, here's an instrument that was all the rage for a while in the 70s, and then sort of fell into disuse again, but played by one of the great players of the pan flute, Georges Zamfir. And this is music from The Karate Kid Part 3 by Bill Conti. See if this reminds you in any way of a bit of Bach. It does for me. It has a little phase where it's trying to become Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, doesn't it, at the beginning? Bill Conti's music, that was Kata Training from The Karate Kid Part 3, and then we must give it the chop, obviously. George Zamfir playing his pan flute. Question of the day, Mark 1. There's trouble with the Magic Town station clock. It's now gaining 5 seconds every 3 minutes. It was set correctly at 7 o'clock this morning. This afternoon, when it shows 4:15... what time will it really be? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical, email charles@magic.co.uk. We'll sort that out before 8. Headlines this morning. A man's died after a head-on train crash in mid-Wales. 15 other people are in hospital after the incident near the village of Llanbryn Mawr. Roads and rail lines in the area remain closed. Another 1,100 inmates are due to be released early from prison today as part of a scheme to ease overcrowding. It comes as ministers consider plans to hand offenders tougher punishments outside jails. And protests been held outside the Old Bailey after a police marksman was cleared of murdering an unarmed man he shot in the head 2 years ago. Martin Blake killed Chris Cabba during a police vehicle stop in Streatham in September 2022. The Association of Police and Crime Commissioners says it'll now reflect on the wider implications of the case. Weather across England and Wales, patchy rain moving southeastwards, then turning drier and brighter later. Sunnier in Scotland, but some showers for the northwest. This is Magic Classical, and a lullaby now, at the risk of lulling you back into bed. This is Lullaby by Brahms, and to sing it, Renee Fleming.
Guten Abend, gute Nacht, mit uns in Bedacht, mit Englein besteckt, schlumpf
Fleming and Hartmut Hall, the pianist, with that lullaby by Brahms. Now, we heard earlier on William of the Trossachs has his 30th wedding anniversary today. Fantastic. Congratulations, says Jane Eyre Cardiff. His generous invitation, he was inviting us all to join him for a drink in the pub, bang on 12:01 today. Sadly forgot to tell us which pub. His generous invitation reminds me of an answer phone message from my flatmate years ago. This is in the pre-mobiles and internet days. Flatmate was in London, invited me out for drinks. Come to the pub. I forget the name, but it's the one with the balcony. Still searching for it now, says Janie Cardiff. Sans balcony. Yeah, answering machines were quite the thing, weren't they? Back in the day, you've just reminded me, yonks ago, likewise, before internet and mobiles and so on, and in the days of mechanical answering machines with cassettes and limited recording time, there was a chap I knew who he worked in an equipment shop, and he hated where he worked. People wound him up all the time. He didn't like it there at all. And he'd worked out that the answering machine on the sales line allowed you 30 seconds to leave your message and then cut you off. So he used to go to a phone box on some point over the weekend, and he'd ring up and start placing an enormous order for very expensive equipment. And he timed it very carefully, so of course the thing would go. And if you could send it all to Fred Bloggs, and my phone number is... And he used to enjoy on the Monday morning watching the salespeople play the thing back, get all excited. Happy days. Simple technology. Making our own entertainment. Mozart in a moment.
Ticketoosh, Blitikus!
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash Dabra, Spendium Lesicus, Moneyus Orpheum!
Whoa! How dare you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
It's hearty home comforts. As it grows colder, the dining table's where you settle in for spicy winter warmers and heated board game battles. Right now, save on all dining tables with 3 years interest-free credit from $4.99 with no deposit and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
Will that souffle collapse? Who's got a soggy bottom? Can they stand the heat or will they have to get out of the kitchen? When the judge takes a bite and picks your favourite as the winner.
There's no feeling like live TV.
However you watch, a TV licence is your must-have pass to over 400 live TV channels and all those must-see moments we love to talk about. To find out more, search TV licence.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.
That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
Shirley Ballas. I know. Strictly Come Dancing judge and now author of Murder Mysteries set in the world of dance. She will be joining me, Penny Smith, after 10 today. Behind the scenes in the stressful world of cha-cha-cha and rumba and sequins. Also, the usual shenanigans involving a quiz, a listener in residence, and tunes. See you live or round the Rayo app anytime.
Nastia Fatieva, saxophone with the Loughton Company, and Purcell, the rondo from Abdelazar. Well, before you know it, it'll be 10 to 8. Let's just resolve question of the day, Mark. One, trouble with the Magic Town station clock. It's now gaining 5 seconds every 3 minutes. It was set correctly at 7 this morning. This afternoon, when it shows 4:15, what time will it really be? That was the question. Morning from Dapper Dave, using the combined brain power of Mrs. Dapper and Border Collie Freckles. Possibly the brains of the operation. Our offering is the real time on the station clock, 4.01 and 15 seconds. Ooh, very precise. Philip and Christine in Stratford say we think the clock showing 4.15 will actually be 4 o'clock. The clock gains a minute every 36 minutes, so after 9 hours... it'll have gained 15 minutes. I visited Bletchley Park at the weekend with my sons, a return visit for me as I went shortly after it opened, probably 20 years ago. The developments in that period, very impressive, with an increasing focus on how the site developed. And the complexities of supporting a code-breaking operation of some 9,000 people by 1945. Well worth a visit, says Philip. Indeed so. My mother was among the 9,000, so, I feel a particular attachment when I go there. Morning from Fran on the bus, somewhere between Salford and Manchester at the last count. Hopefully on the right route. Starting to get late already on my bus journey. Not looking forward to the coming months of dark commutes both ways. Yes, nearly clock change time as well, isn't it? If I've thought this through properly, not a given at this time of the morning, the clock gains 5 minutes every 3 hours, so at 4 p.m. it will have gained 15 minutes and show 16:15. A further 15 minutes it would have gained an extra 25 seconds, so the clock would show 16:30:25 if it shows seconds. No mention of seconds here. Any advance? Morning from a driver a change West Wales, says Gordon. The correct time, 4 o'clock. The clock would have gained 15 minutes in the time expired. Let's just check. It says on the sheet of power, 4 p.m. It will show exactly... No, it won't show exactly 4 p.m. It'll show 4:15, but the time will really be 4 p.m. Right. Well done. It is 7:50 now. Really 7:50 now. Although your timing may differ depending upon your chosen method of listening. If you're time-shifting me on the Rayo app, all bets are off. Question of the Day Mark 2 will be along in about half an hour. Now this is a piece by Martin Kolsted. It is called Darle.
Yeah.
posted at the piano with the Leipzig Gewandhaus Choir and his composition Tarle. If you're with us on Premium between now and the news, a spot of music from Alexandra Desplat from the Tree of Life. After the news, a short back and sides may suffice, or perhaps something more exotic from the Barber of Seville.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Trevor, who survived a stroke 4 years ago. You were lying in hospital. At this point, you knew you'd had a stroke.
Yes.
Must have been scary at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was quite daunting, frightening at the time, knowing that you have to get better quickly enough, do your exercises. So I had to do strength exercises. I was absolutely determined to get better and quickly, as quick as possible.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Oak Furniture Land presents Hearty Home Comforts. As it grows colder, the dining table's where you settle in for spicy winter warmers and heated board game battles. Right now, save on all dining tables with 3 years interest-free credit from $4.99 with no deposit, and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
With up to 699 miles combined range, the BYD Seal U DMI takes you further. Book a test drive at bydthewildrobot.co.uk and you could win a family adventure courtesy of DreamWorks The Wild Robot in cinemas now.
Task acquired.
And remember,
a Razum always completes its task.
Prices start from £33,205. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Tesco Finest Fish Pie. Plump king prawns, perfectly tender salmon, and a rich velvety sauce. Luxury. Like having it all made for you. Without having to lift a fish finger. All part of our £12 autumn dine-in menu, where only the finest ingredients are used to make our indulgent fish pie. Make your everyday taste better with Tesco Finest. Majority of larger stores. Drinkaware.co.uk 18+.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 31st of October, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. A man's died and 15 people have been injured after a crash between two trains in Mid Wales. Our Wales correspondent is Lauren Jones.
It happened near Llanbrynn Mair in Powys at around 7 o'clock last night. Network Rail tell us two Transport for Wales trains hit at low speed. They're now working with other agencies to establish what happened. First Minister Eluned Morgan says her thoughts are with all those involved and she's thanked the emergency services.
Campaigners and victims say they're concerned about the early release
release of another 1,100 prisoners in England and Wales this morning. It's designed to ease overcrowding, while the government says tougher punishments outside jail are being considered. Model Bianca Gascoigne says she was groomed and sexually assaulted by Mohamed Al-Fayed when she worked at Harrods as a teenager. The daughter of former footballer Paul Gascoigne says she still struggles to come to terms with Al-Fayed's behaviour.
I just didn't want to lose my job at that point, and he told me if I would say anything that I would lose my job. So I just really, you know, got scared. And at 16, turning 17, I just, you know, you think you know what's going on at the time, but you really don't.
The department store says it's settling with 250 women who've made allegations. An initial toxicology report found former One Direction star Liam Payne had cocaine in his system at the time of his death. The 31-year-old died after falling from a hotel balcony in Argentina on Wednesday. Hockey, squash and diving are among the sports which won't feature in a scaled-down Commonwealth Games in 2026 in Glasgow. The Scottish city stepped in after the Australian state of Victoria pulled out last year. Triathlon, T20